How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. So, Gail, I can see that on the NBN box that you have, there's a wire coming out and you have plugged in the same cable to UNID1, right?
Yes.
So, all I want to ask you is, the cable that's coming out at the bottom of the box, is there any other ports where you can plug in the cable?
Are you meaning the UNID numbers?
No. You have plugged in the same cable that's coming out from the top, you have plugged into UNID1. I'm asking you to take out the cable from UNID1 and check at the bottom of the box, do you have any other ports or not?
No, it's only the UNID 1234.
Okay. So, the cable that's coming, can you plug in that cable to the modem once, to the WAN port of the modem?
To the TP-Link?
Yeah, to the WAN port of the TP-Link and see.
Which is the WAN?
Should say LAN4/WAN, or it will separately say WAN, highlighted in blue.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, okay. It's in the WAN cable, in the WAN connection.
It's in the WAN port, okay. But is there any lights that has come on the modem, new lights?
Yes, I've got the power and then 1, 2, 3, 4 and the fifth light is now on. It's flashing, so.
What about the globe light symbol?
Sorry, the globe light.
Yeah, globe light.
No, that's off.
Okay. No, I want to understand, because the cable that's coming from the NBN box should go in the... Do you have any other box? Or only...
I've got the NBN box and the TP-Link.
Okay. Any other Ethernet cable that you have that you can connect from the UNID1 to the WAN port? Any other Ethernet cable do you have? Can you try that one?
I've got one that connects into the phone line in the wall. Is that the one?
Yeah, connected to from UNID1 to the WAN port of the modem.
So not in the wall.
From the wall that's coming?
Yeah.
Let me just ask you, the cable that's connected to UNID1, is it coming from inside the box? Yeah, I can see it's coming. Where is it coming from? The one that you have connected to UNID1.
I've got nothing in the UNI1 box. UNID, there's nothing.
Okay, the cable that's coming out, of the NBN box, where is the cable going? Or is the box powered on, even if you do not connect it to UNID1?
So there's one cable going into the wall for the power.
Correct.
And the other cable is connected to the TP-Link on the WAN portal.
Okay, so I can see there are two cables, one on the extreme right that's connected to the wall, you mean, and the second one that's coming out, which you previously plugged into UNID1, now you have connected to the WAN port, right?
Yeah.
Is there any other ports on the box that you can see? Or in that NBN box? Any other hole that you can see?
Yeah, so there's UNID 1234.
Only four ports, no other ports or hole?
No, there's four ports. That's it.
Okay. Other side of the box also it doesn't have. Check all the sides of the box. Maybe at the bottom.
Hold on. On the front there's a panel that comes off. I don't think it comes off. No, it doesn't come off. So on the top I've got the power, on the MBM box, I've got the power light on, the status light is flashing red, and then I've got ODU, and then I've got signal strength, and there's three strengths.
Status is flashing red?
Yes.
That shouldn't be the case. On your mobile, when you go to, have you reset the TP-Link box? Okay, and on your previous location, was there any NBN box?
No, just the TP-Link.
Okay, from the outdoor unit, there must be a outdoor UNI. Is there any cable that's going to this NBN box or not?
Sorry, can you say that again?
There should be, I'll tell you, the NBN connection box, if I am pulling up a picture, it shows a power cable and a yellow cable that should come from UNID1, and on the extreme left there should be outdoor unit connection point. Do you see that?
Okay, sorry, can I just go back? So the yellow cable is connected to the UND1.
Correct.
Okay, yeah.
UNID1 to the WAN port of the modem.
Okay, so I don't have a clue. The WAN on the TP-Link, the WAN cable is connected into the NBN box. I can't remove the NBN one.
No. What I am asking you is, there should be ideally three main ports. One is the power that goes to the wall outlet to the NBN box, correct?
Yep, correct.
Second one is the yellow cable that should come from the UNID1. To the WAN port of the modem. So after this, all these four UNID ports, there should be another port that's called outdoor unit connection point.
On the NBN?
Yeah, on the NBN box.
Is that ODU?
Yeah.
There's a panel, but it doesn't come off. There's no connection.
There is supposed to be a wire that's going over there on the ODU. Outdoor connection point.
Okay, did you get the photograph that I sent?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Can you see from the front of the box?
Yeah, I can see that there are two cables coming out of the box. The cable that's coming out from the right side of the box, you did connect it to UNID1, which I made you unplug, correct?
Yep.
So what I am saying is, okay, the panel is not coming out, but the cable is already plugged in, so that means it's fine. There are two cables, one cable going inside, one cable coming outside, correct? As per the photo that you have sent me.
Uh-huh.
One cable going inside.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take in conference to one of my senior colleagues. Okay, just speak to him once.
Okay.
Hi, Gail, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Great. Gail, I wanted to quickly understand. There's a photo that you sent, right, wherein the NBN box is sitting on the on your couch. Okay.
Yeah.
And I can see three cables. Which one is the power?
Okay, so I've got the box. Okay, so the left-hand side one goes from the NBN box into the power source.
Okay. Okay.
Correct?
The extreme left one, right?
The one next to it goes to... Oh, my God. It's all tangled up. Okay, sorry. Let's start again. Okay, so the first cable is going into the power source.
And
the
that's an off-white color, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The second cable is connected from the NBN box to the WAN on the TP-Link.
Okay. When you got the box, you've connected that to the WAN port just now. Where was it going into before this? It was going into the Unity One, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So that cable is actually coming out from the NBN box, from that hole over there?
Yeah. Correct.
You've not put that wire into that hole. It was already in there, right?
Yeah, I haven't connected. It's set on the box. Can't move it.
Set on the box. Now, if you're looking at the box with the numbers NTD00233965443, looking at you, okay, is there any other hole on top of the box?
Not.
At the sides?
Not. On top of the box where that number is, it is power status ODU and signal strength.
That is the lights. I'm not talking about lights. Any holes?
Yeah, I know. But that's all. That's what I'm saying. That's all there is. There's no other connections.
Hold on. Read out the entity numbers for me, please.
I beg your pardon?
I'll read out the entity numbers, entity and the numbers.
Yeah.
Read it out for me. Entity 0000.
Okay. NTD 40233965443.
And there is no other cable that's connecting the dish to this NBN box?
From outside?
Yeah.
Not that I know of. There's a...
Please check then, ma'am.
Okay, what cable should be in the phone line?
Forget about the phone line. The phone line is in the modem. We first need to sort out the issue in the NBN box.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Is there any cable that's visible that's coming from the roof into your NBN box?
Not that I can see. There's definitely nothing else coming into the box.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. Let me raise a ticket with NBN. We'll call you back. Yes, okay. Let's see what they suggest, what needs to go into where. All right?
Yeah, okay. Oh, thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you, love. Talk
thanks.
Soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi. Hello?
Yes. Account
number? Account number?
803347.
Okay.